Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Thursday, November 21st, 2013 hearings of the City of Ocala Magistrate for Code Enforcement. There's an agenda. We'll move it along as quickly as we can, taking the people that are the cases that have people present. I gather the agenda is as I've had it presented here.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. I've read the minutes of the previous hearings and approved them as prepared by the secretary. Madam, if you'll swear in the officers that will be testifying today.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, it is. Please, the magistrate, for the record, Lorraine Kennedy, Dwayne Thomas, Charles Rich, Matt Lloyd Reed, and Jason Kilcrease, except for
you. Okay. What order do you want to take these in?
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Charles Rich from the City of Ocala. I'm duly appointed Chief Code Official for the city, and I'm certified by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement and certified in all four levels of training. I've been charged in the division for more than 5 years. I have 30 years law enforcement experience, and please match that. I'll be presenting cases this morning in their order of appearance. Having said that, if we could go to old business, page 8 of the docket, COM 13-1342. We have an affidavit of noncompliance in this case. However, there is representation here this morning that would like to address the magistrate concerning this case.
This is Ephraim Caban.
Yes, but I believe what he's going to explain is that the foreclosure has completed at this time.
Okay.
And that the bank is going to take action. Of course, the city can support that.
I gather that falls under your icons of petitions?
Yes.
No, sir. No. He did not submit a petition. It's in the old business of non-compliance consent here. So I'm assuming he's going to ask for additional time.
Yeah. I just don't see an icon.
There isn't one.
Okay.
He's going to ask for additional time,
okay.
I believe.
Okay. Why don't you let him come on up and tell us what the story of the crusade world is. Good morning, sir. Come on up. Tell us who you are and what we're doing.
Thank you. My name is Paul Chipoff. I'm with the firm of Gray Robinson, 301 East Pine Street, Orlando, Florida.
Good firm.
I'm here on behalf of my partner, Paul Minoff. We represent Deutsche Bank, who came into possession under the foreclosure on October 30th.
So you got your certificate of title at this point?
Yes,
okay.
We're in possession. Since that time, they have contacted the property management agency. My understanding is that the property has been cleaned, so the lawn is in good shape now. We did not call for an inspection because we wanted to complete everything before formally calling for the inspection. But the
makes
property
sense.
Clean. As far as the pool, we did get an estimate for getting a cap on the pool. It's about $3,000. Rather than do that, since this is a nice high-end property, the pool equipment has been removed, so they are seeking bids to get the pool equipment reinstated so we can get the pool into good shape, put the house back on the market. We need about another 2 to 3 weeks in order to get the pool up and running.
Someone recycled the pool equipment?
Yes.
The police and magistrate and the city certainly have no objection.
Yeah,
makes
a lot of sense. It's in the interest of the Senate of the city.
Yes.
I'll enter an order modifying the prior order, finding violation, changing the compliance date. What's our next round of magistrate hearings?
It'd be in January.
Oh, you got tons of time.
Okay.
Okay.
We can set the compliance date for the 14th of December, which would be the next code board.
Okay, that would be good. Okay, and this 14th gives you time to go out and inspect before?
Yes,
okay.
Sir. And I believe that'll give him time he's asking.
Yeah, okay. All right, then I'll enter an amended order changing the compliance date December 14th. And that ought to solve the problem. And if it presents a problem, just come back and tell us.
Okay, thank you.
December 12th.
12th.
December 12th, I'm
December
sorry.
12th. Okay.
Yeah, I'm
slow. I should stop talking now, but I just want to complete my thoughts.
Okay.
We did not register the property. We were in contact with some personnel at the city and said since it's now owned by the bank, formally we didn't have to register, but I've been informed by Mr. Rich we still have to retroactively register for compliance. So
yeah, that's probably good form. It's not a very difficult process.
Okay. And then as far as we also have the cost order, that the fees need to be paid, I think $122 and change.
So
and we're prepared to do that.
The let's see, I have the order here. Let's see if it has the dollar figure in it. Order, fine violation.
$122.57, correct.
Okay.
So we'll take care of that also.
Okay, that's fine.
And we'll have all that done by the 14th.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming by.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
If it pleases the magistrate, I'd like to move to the second person that we had representation here with this morning, which is on page 3 of the docket, CON 13, 1713.
1713. Okay, we have an icon for that one.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, COM 13-1713, City of Ocala versus Fannie Mae.
Yes, sir. This would be the City of Ocala and Officer Maureen Kennedy versus Fannie Mae, a location at 2520 Southeast 30th Place, Ocala, Marin County, Florida. A violation of Section 3432, water collections, Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly, unsanitary matter, Section 82512, the specifications for a barrier on a pool, and Section 82513, the specification of barrier required for a pool. The parcel ID is 2983-001-007. Legal service was obtained on 10-9 of 2013 for the notice of violation and 10-25-2013 for the notice of hearing. We posted the property on 10-21-2013 for the notice of hearing and the summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy responded to this location due to a citizen's complaint and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code as previously stated. Additional investigation by Officer Kennedy revealed the respondents have not taken corrective action on the violations and all attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondent remedy the violations have not been successful and the violations remain. At the end of your presentation, we include photographs of the current condition of the property. Officer Kennedy is prepared to answer any questions that you might have, and if you would prefer, I could read the staff recommendation into the record at this time.
Okay.
The staff recommendation would be to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Sections 3432, 3495, 512, 82512, and 82513. Order them to 1. Drain or treat all standing water collections upon the property and cover the pool. 2. Cut and clean up the property, properly removing all junk and debris. 3. The respondent to repair the required pool barriers to prevent entry into the pool area as required by the code. And 4. Pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed, all within 14 days. Failing which, a fine of $50 per day and the city to do the work utilizing all means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Maybe I just am misreading it, but go to your cost affidavit, if you will.
Yes, sir.
Line 10.
Yes, sir.
How do you have a $190 cost item, an $85 cost item, and no extension out to the total?
Because we did not do judicial service on that item. If we put a 1 in the column, it would have extended the cost over into the final cost tally. Or two, or whatever it was.
Okay.
If you notice above.
So you're not seeking those costs.
No, sir.
Okay. So you're seeking a total of 100.
If you notice above that in line 8, where it says the case cost, postage cost, we have number of regular mail 1 at 44 cents, and then number of certified mail 2 at 475, which comes out to $9.94.
Okay. Okay. Let me get down to your photos for a second.
Yes, sir. Officer Kennedy would also make notice to the magistrate that the 3495 weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly and sanitary matter has been corrected.
I was going to say the pictures look fine.
As of which day?
Basically, a couple weeks after it started.
Okay.
Okay, so we're down to.
So I think the city would prefer to dismiss that particular charge.
Okay, so the 3432 and the 3495 section violations you would...
No, just the 3495. The 3432 and the 3252513 would remain.
I'm sorry, I got lost. The section 3432, water collections.
Yes, sir.
Is still here.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The 3495 you're taking out.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got it.
And we do require the barrier to be.
Okay, it appears it has had a cover. It looks like one that the city typically bills.
That one was one that was done by a bank or someone other than the city previously.
And the frame looks fine, but it looks to me like it just needs the cover, right? Is that where we are?
A portion of the frame was removed and stacked over on the side.
Okay. So somebody needs to put it back together.
Yeah, somebody needs to just take care of it.
Okay. Okay, let's get the representative of the owner and see what their observations and plans are. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Come on.
My name is Ryan Shortino from Butler and Hosh in Orlando, Florida.
Good to see you.
East Pine Street.
Mm-hmm. That's the same location.
Same building. We're a couple floors lower.
Yeah. It's a good neighborhood.
It's a nice building. Our point of view is that the home was abandoned by the previous owners as of 10/17. The bank is now, they're currently in the process of foreclosure. They're doing the deed in lieu, but as the home was abandoned, they weren't keeping it up.
Sure.
The bank currently, as officers pointed out, has a work crew out there fixing the code violations as we speak.
Okay.
Took care of the lawn and the other violation already, as was pointed out. We're currently taking care of the other violations to bring us into compliance.
Okay.
We would just ask some time as we're trying to take care of it right now.
Okay. Is the December 12th date we're talking about probably going to get you?
December 12th date sounds fine.
Okay.
I think we've offered them 14 days in the order.
Well, we're not going to be back till the 12th anyway, or the 14th.
I think that works out about correct.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, I'm not looking at a calendar.
Okay. I will find that the property is in violation of the city code. I will order compliance by December 12th. I will award costs and otherwise adopt the staff recommendation if it's not in compliance by December 12th.
Okay.
That do you?
That'll do me fine, sir.
Okay. You get out there with your hammer and screwdriver and go at it. Use those other skills your dad gave you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, who's next?
That'll take us to page 2 of the docket, CON 13-1525, the City of Ocala, Officer Lorraine Kennedy versus John Holland, a location at 1647 Northeast 15th Terrace, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 3432, weeds, water collections, and Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly and sanitary matter. The parcel ID is 2644-002-008. Legal service was obtained on 9/21 and 30, 2013 for the notice of violation, and 10/11 and 23, 2013 for the notice of hearing. We posted the property on 9/18, 2013 for the notice of violation, and 10/11, 2013 for the notice of hearing. The summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy located this property and observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown, contains junk and debris, and has a water collection. Additional investigation revealed that the respondents have not taken corrective actions on the violation, and all attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff has a recommendation. We've also included photographs at the end of the presentation that show the conditions of the property when Officer Kennedy responded back out there for a re-inspection.
Okay. Tell me what your recommendation is.
Staff recommendation be to find respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3432 and 3495, order them to drain or clean and treat all standing water collections upon the property and cover the pool, to cut and clean up the property, properly removing any junk and debris, and to pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day, and the city to do the work utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. Officer Kennedy is prepared to answer any questions you may have, and I would call her to explain any other situations at this location.
Let me finish flipping through the photos here a second.
So this needs to be cut and cleaned up, and the debris needs to be removed.
This is a single-family residence, right? It's not a duplex. It's not a duplex.
I know there were tenants there. I don't know what it's zoned.
Well, the zoning is here. I think it might be a rental.
Okay. Backyard's a mess. Okay.
This is zoned residential.
Yeah. Okay, it's a single family.
R1A.
Yeah. Okay, let's see what our respondents have got to tell us. Come on up, folks, whoever it is. There you go. Come on up, tell us who you are, be sworn in by the secretary, and then let's talk about this.
You swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And your name and address is?
Garrett Godin, and I'm a broker for Ideal Properties, a property management company.
Okay, that was going to be my next question. What's your relationship to John Holland?
He's a client of mine.
Client of the company? Okay. Okay, what you got to say about all this?
We did have tenants in there, three young men, and they actually pretty much destroyed the house. They partied every day. They left the pool full, and these are older folks that have actually owned that home since 1978. Mm. They grew up, and they were very displeased about the way the house was treated. Those two items there were a garden tub and a broke-down spa, and we didn't know that was there. Obviously, that's been removed.
Hot tub's gone?
Yes.
Okay.
The pool has been drained and cleaned. The entire house has been repainted. I don't know when the last time they've been out there, but we've had a crew working there since they've moved. So I've had to evict them. I have eviction, proof of eviction. So okay. We had to go through the whole process of evicting.
Okay. And you've
obviously
done
we're embarrassed. The owners are very, displeased and upset, and they had me come down to defend them in lieu of them coming down.
Okay. And the tenants are now all gone?
Yes.
Okay.
They're very responsible owners. They're very, they're aware. They're going to clean it up, make sure it's all done.
Okay. Does December 12th work for everybody for a compliance date?
Yes, sir.
I think that works for the city, and I would just request that when they're completed, they give us a call for re-inspection. That way we don't trigger a fine.
Yeah. The trick is they don't go out back out just wandering around seeing if you've done what you're supposed to have done. And so you need to call them, and it's good practice to do it at least several days before the compliance date, so if there's some little nitter pick that needs to be done, you got time to do it. So do that. Okay, I'm going to adopt the staff recommendation finding the violation exists using December 12th as a compliance date. Wonderful. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, sir.
We have additional representation this morning. That's going to be on page 6 at the top, and this is going to be in the petitions section of your presentation. This is the city of Ocala and Officer Lorraine Kennedy and others versus Adriana Solomon, a location at 4530 Southeast 27th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. I'll let their petition speak for them first, and then staff has
okay. Give me just a second to read the petition and to look at the evidence in the file. Okay.
This is just that you'll know, Your Honor. This is a cross-attaching lien.
This is one we caught another property for
a
violation
so this is
elsewhere.
Cross-attaching lien to a property that was located at 617 West Silver Springs Place, Ocala, Florida.
We're dealing with Auckland. Okay. Okay. I'd like to talk to Adriana Solomon,
please.
The respondent.
Okay. And then staff has an addition.
Okay. Let me find out what. Let me get the gist of where we are. Good morning. Come on up. You'll be sworn by the secretary and tell us who you are.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. You state your name and address for the record.
My name is Adriana Salmon. I live at 4530 Southeast 27th Street, Ocala.
Okay. Now, you live at 4530. And the property that was the source of the code violations at a different address, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And have you brought the violating property into compliance?
Well, it was brought into compliance because they demolished the house.
Okay, so the house.
The city brought this property and several others into compliance.
Okay, and does the city put a lien on the other property?
Those liens were resolved through short sale, where the liens, the costs were paid and a portion of the fine was paid.
Okay.
And so she has been removed from those properties at this time.
Okay, so the
property. This is the last one.
Okay, so the properties that had the code violation have been cleared, leaned, paid for, released?
On all but this one.
Okay, and the one property that's remaining is your home?
Yes.
And it's in foreclosure with Ocwen?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and you're going to do a short sale on that on December 2nd?
That's correct, sir.
Okay, and I gather then there must be some fine or penalty that has run and not been paid?
Yes, sir, if you take notice at the code case cost sheet.
Okay.
She was previously brought before the code board and the magistrate as repeat violators, and she had 86 days of noncompliance at $500 a day on two charges.
Okay.
Which resulted in an $86,000 fine. The city
That's a little stiff.
The city has $11,791.20 in costs, and then the administrative fee for the cost of prosecution. The city's idea would be to try to promote her ability to sell her other property by paying the costs involved in this case in a $1,000 fine.
Okay.
So we would be reducing $86,000 to $1,000. We would request the costs of the work completed by the city to be paid and the cost of prosecution to be paid.
Okay, I got lost a little bit in here. The house that she currently has that's in foreclosure, does it have any code violations itself?
No, sir.
Well, if your other ones have been cleared and paid, why is there any city costs still around?
This was a separate violation. She had several properties.
Okay.
She had two other duplexes and another property that the city cleared. They gave partial releases of liens on those properties to new buyers who then also paid the costs of what the city had taken
property.
Here for those properties that they purchased.
Okay, when I'm
so this was the last one that was that I'm aware of at the moment that was sitting out there unattended. So what we have here is cost, and then of course.
Okay, the costs I'm seeing in the affidavit are
$11,791.20.
But that's been reduced by partial.
It has not been reduced.
It has not been
reduced. Never been.
So what property does that 11-7 come from?
617 West Silver Springs Place, Ocala, Florida.
And does Ms. Salmon still own 617?
Yes.
And is that what the photos are in the
yes.
package? And is that the one that the city took the house down?
Yes, sir.
And have we leaned that lot for the 11-7?
Yes, sir. For the 11-7 plus the cost of prosecution.
Oh, the $125.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you're recommending that as to her house on 27th Street?
Well, that became a cross-attached property.
Right, and that's the one she wants relief on.
She wants to. That well, we don't have a lien on that other than a cross-attaching lien.
Right.
But she wants to short sell, I guess, that property, but this lien is encumbering.
Okay, so the lien that's left over from the one other property is now showing up in her title search on her house. She's a short sale pending and needs a release. And you're recommending $1,000-odd?
Well, we would reduce the $86,000 in fine to $1,000, being that it was a repeat violator and we had several other violations that have been resolved.
Okay.
We would also request that the city be awarded the costs in this agreement, and our costs are $11,791.20.
Okay, so
and the administrative costs.
So you're looking for $1,000 fine, $11,791 in costs, and $125 prosecution.
Yes, sir.
Which would be about $13,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Close to that, yes.
Ms. Salmon, in your short sale, is $13,000 mean it can't close?
Yeah, I won't be able to close because I'm doing this short sale because of financial reasons.
Yeah, I understand.
So I don't have $13,000.
Do you have a signed contract on the house?
Yes, I do, sir.
And what's the price on that?
Well, the bank is accepting $130,000 for the house.
Okay, so the bank has said they'll go for $130,000. What's the contract amount?
That's what it is. That's what the contract amount is.
$130,000.
After negotiation, they both agreed on $130,000
for
the house.
Chip, practicality. If we stand on our 13, there's probably not going to be a closing on the short sale. Then you have $0. Where would the city like to be? Does the city want zero and a house abandoned, or would you like some other number?
Well,
I'm not planning on releasing the vacant lot under any circumstances, okay?
Yeah, I would just say that we don't have any other leverage other than this to collect.
I understand.
We've been bringing Ms. Solomon before code boards and magistrates for several years, asking her to simply maintain her properties.
Mm-hmm.
That was never done. She claimed and has claimed over the years that she couldn't take care of it, et cetera, but she had renters in there. People stay. I'm speaking now. You'll have to just wait a moment, okay? She's been in here before this. She understands this process.
Mm-hmm.
She understands this process quite well. Mm-hmm. We have granted her relief over the years on other properties, but at this point, the city has expended a tremendous expenditure in resolving her problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at the point where the city needs to receive the payment of the cost in this case.
Okay. Ms. Salmon, do you have real estate outside of Marion County?
No, sir. Just say something.
Sure, go ahead. Tell
me.
I want to hear.
Just now, on this house, it was in a location where I boarded up that house probably 5 times. There were a lot of people around who, whenever you board the house up, they break the door, they go in.
Oh, yeah.
And I just couldn't keep up with it.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why they did what they did to that house.
Pages of 15.
Hard case.
See, over the years, we've had 9 prior cases at this one particular location, the 617 West Silver Springs Place. I don't know what the negotiation is.
Well, we know a little bit more than what we thought we did. Attached to her petition is the discount payoff agreement and release of claims with Ocwen, which says they'll go away for $117,086.
That's what I was saying. Their negotiation should probably include something that can go towards this.
Well, the difference between 117 and 130 is a quick $13,000.
That is the 117 is the what they will the net. That's what they're going to accept.
Okay. Well, so, but you were telling me they wanted the whole 130.
No. If you look at the contract, the contract price is 130.
Okay.
Because that release amount is the net after all the expenses for the closing of the short sale.
Is there a real estate commission on this transaction?
Yes.
Who's the broker?
Verna Turner.
Is she an associate of yours in any way?
Well, she's in my office. That's
so you're paying a commission to your own brokerage?
I'm not allowed to have anything to do with this transaction. I'm also a realtor, so
I understand.
I'm not allowed to have anything to do with that.
Are you a salesperson or are you a broker?
I'm a salesperson. I'm a salesperson, sir.
Okay, so you're a seller. Okay. If you know the net proceeds of the sale, that means you must have a draft closing statement somewhere. Do you have such?
There's a HUD, but I didn't bring it.
What title company's closing it?
It's a title company out of Orlando.
It's not a local title company?
No.
May I say
something else, sir? Yeah. This house, when I bought it, was worth $250,000. That's what it was bought for. So the bank, after a lot of negotiation, that's how we finally come down to this price, because one, it's not worth that amount right now.
Right.
And two, I suppose based on everything else, that's they agreed that they'll take the loss and accept the 130.
Yeah. Ocwen wasn't your original lender, was it? This mortgage has been assigned. Transferred.
I think so.
Is this a co-broke or a listing and selling in the same house?
It's in the same house.
Okay.
It's in the same house.
Is it a 7% commission?
Six, sir.
Signed contract on the buyer.
Have you signed the
there's the listing right there.
There's a release of claims here that's not executed. Have you actually signed this short sale document with Ocwen?
It's usually signed at closing.
brings her 513.64 total.
Are the taxes current on that vacant lot that they took the house down on?
No, sir.
Does the city want a quick claim deed or a warranty deed or whatever to that lot and save them the trouble of...
The problem that we have with that, Your Honor, and we did look at that, is that we don't have anything adjacent to this or something that we could use that property for. We would then be responsible for the maintenance and upkeep of the property. Mm-hmm. And the city's policy has been the past 4.5 years or so to not take properties that the city can't use for a retention area or a park or a fire station, something along those lines, because of the cost of an expense of maintaining and upkeep of the various properties that the city already has. Mm-hmm. So the city's position is that we do not want this property at this time, and therefore we would probably have to pass currently an arrangement of that nature. I understand it's probably going to end up there somewhere.
You're going to, either you or the county are going to wind up with it.
At some
one
point
or the other.
We're going to end up in the same position. If if you want to round this off in some way and say, if we could lower our expectation to just an even 10,000, if that would make any difference in this situation, my job is to protect the.
Yeah, I understand.
The city and the taxpayers' dollars that have been spent in the process. So I have very, very little leeway in saying, just do nothing.
Well, I don't plan on doing nothing.
Yeah, I understand. I appreciate the magistrate's understanding of the situation.
Yeah, what I do want to see, of course, is a new owner of this piece of real estate. Has the mortgage foreclosure already been started?
Yeah, actually they had a sale date and it was postponed to help me to do the short sale.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
There is another piece of property that's here in Ocala. I suppose, I don't know if it comes up on the cross-collateralization of this property. I had turned it over to, it had a private mortgage on it, so I gave it back to the person who has the mortgage is currently collecting the rent and taking care of the property. It's still in my name,
okay.
But they are doing everything to do with the property. Would they consider using that? I mean,
what's the address on that property?
I know it's 3rd Street. It's 24.
Is it under your married name or something so that?
No, it's there.
It's there?
So
okay.
I'm sure if I was to sell it, it would come up also.
Okay.
2420 Northwest 3rd Street.
Yeah.
Okay. And Matt, what are the improvements on that other piece? No house? See, what you're going to hear on that is about the time the mortgage holder finds out that there's a lien, he's going to come in and explain to us how he didn't do it.
And he's going to request relief.
And his mortgage is probably older than your lien, so you probably would lose in a foreclosure.
If I were to try to sell that property, I'm sure it would have the same problem that my homestead home is.
Yeah, having. I understand that. How much is the mortgage on this other property, roughly, in thousands? Within 10,000.
I think I bought it for like
the mortgage balance is in the 30s?
It was bought for $35,000.
Oh, 35.
Okay.
And what year did I buy it?
622-2006.
So I'm sorry, Matt, what's the $22,000?
I'm sorry, what was it?
What was that $22,000 number you just rattled off?
It was actually
$35,000.
It was the purchase price?
It was the purchase price that we bought, 622-2006.
2006. Okay. Not much there. I guess part of the heartache I'm having is that, you know, this deal has been structured such that you get released, your brokerage company makes a 6 or 7% commission on $116,000, the city's cleaned up your property, and you're asking the city to take a walk. That's a problem. Everybody wins but the city, and the city's the one that solved the problem. I gather from the fact that the Aucoin documentation only has your name on it, that your ex-husband is not a debtor on this note. They're not suing him?
No, I'm the only one on the note.
Boy. And the buyer, this Marimos Property International Inc.
So they did purchase it.
Do you know who the principal is behind that company?
Yeah, his name is on the contract because the other realtor is the person who is negotiation with him, so.
But do you know who the person is?
I don't know him personally, no.
Matt, does that buyer have other properties in Marion County?
Right. She has to get up the taxes that are past due.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd like to know how much the closing costs are.
At the, go to the Secretary of State's website and throw that company's name in and see what principals show up.
Thank you.
says.
So she picks where it's closing. What title company? It says right here, a seller will designate closing agent, so she gets to choose what title company. Seller, right here, seller shall pay installments due prior to closing, and buyer shall pay installments due after closing, installments prepaid or loan.
We're not finding that as a
closing. Yeah.
Which would also create a problem for us in the future.
Yeah.
They're out of Douglasville, Georgia.
They're out of where?
They're out of Douglasville, Georgia.
So you want to go to Secretary of State for Georgia?
Yeah. Okay, here's what I'm seeing here. I mean, you're saying to me you want your brokerage firm to collect a $9,100 commission. The dock stamps are about $910 or so. The title insurance is around $900. The dock stamps are like $650. So there's like $1,500 worth of costs there. I assume there's a bunch of tax proration and all that other sort of stuff. How much are you bringing to the closing table to sell this house? Any money at all?
No, sir. No, sir.
But that's in the contract.
So what you're really asking the city to do is to pay your closing costs, is what it boils down to, so you can get rid of a mortgage. You got about $11,000 or so of closing costs in here. And the city's got an $11,000-odd lien, $12,000-$13,000. So you're asking the taxpayers of the city of Ocala to come to that closing and to write a check to pay your closing costs so you can get rid of a property that's in foreclosure. That's what you're asking.
Sir, what I'm asking is there are two other properties that this is...
Yeah, but they don't seem to have any equity in them. Just because there's dirt doesn't mean they're going anywhere.
This property that is being foreclosed on also doesn't have any equity.
I understand. But I'm not hearing you coming to the table with a checkbook at all. You dump this on everybody else. Aquin's going to take a hit. City's going to take a hit. Somebody's going to pay your dock stamps. Your firm's going to make a brokerage commission. And everybody else goes home unhappy, but you get released from the debt. That's the bottom line of that one. I'm waiting to hear your checkbook arrive.
Sir, this is the home I live in. I would have done my best to keep it because I don't even know where I'm going to live at the end of this day. I'm a realtor. I'm not making any money right now because of the real estate market. I just don't have any money, which is why I'm trying to short sell this house. I bought these properties at the time when the prices were sky high. Now they don't worth anything. I mean, not that they don't worth anything, but they worth much less.
I understand. I have a lot of real estate.
I know. I would have kept my home if I had the money.
I Okay, I've made a decision. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to effectively co-broke with you. I'm going to enter an order that says the city will give a partial release of its lien for $6,500. But you got to figure out where the $6,500 is coming from, because I'm just not going to have the city of Ocala pay all your closing costs. And it's just not going to happen. Oh, yeah, and it's got to close within the next 30 days.
Or it reverts.
Or it all reverts, yeah. So you got to figure out how to either get your firm to co-broke with us effectively, because that's about half their commission or something on that order. I will give a partial release at $6,500, but I'm not asking the city of Ocala to do all they've done and just take a walk and effectively pay your closing costs, including a brokerage commission. Just not doing that. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I think that...
Probably the other alternative is that it's probably going to go into foreclosure.
Well, that may be what happens, but... I don't see another choice. I mean, the properties you have are not useful to the city. City's not in the real estate business. So ordered. Yeah, I'm sorry. I think that's as far as I can go for you.
If it pleases the magistrate, I'd like to remain in the petitions area of the hearing today. We have additional representation for CUM 120357.
Okay.
The City of Ocala and Officer Raymond Furring versus Draw All Men Ministries, care of Eric Lightsey.
One second.
Who is here this morning. This is a location, 712 Northwest 8th Street.
1121.
Oh, right here. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
I would give the magistrate a moment to read the petition, case call sheet, and all of that, but I would just say that the city stands in agreement with this petition. Okay. This individual took responsibility for a property that was not previously his. He purchased it. Okay. He paid all the costs to the city.
This is 357?
Yes, sir. Zero
City versus Draw All Men Ministries?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. I'm slow.
That's all right. He took responsibility to pay the cost to the city, and we would be willing to relieve them of the fine amount as we were with the previous person. Mm-hmm. However, this gentleman had no responsibility for the property.
Okay, and it's now in compliance?
It is now in compliance, or they're getting it there. So we've given you
there's a little difference between being in compliance and getting...
Well, I think they're still working on it. I'll let them speak.
Come on up and talk to us.
The city does stand in support of this petition.
All the hard costs have been paid, so you're out of pocket even.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Good morning, sir.
Good morning,
be sworn in and tell these nice people who you are.
Do you swear and affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? And if you could state your name and address for the record.
Eric Lightsey, 3908 Southeast 17th Street,
okay.
Ocala, Florida.
Draw All Men Ministries. That sounds like a challenge.
Yeah, that's my home address. Yes, sir. Thank you, Magistrate, for hearing me. I'm a pastor of a little church. We've been in existence for 14 years, and we were given this property to our ministry.
You sure you view that as a gift?
Sir.
Wow.
This has been an education that's been out of this world for us. Our goal was to, we were very grateful for someone because the guy had given property to other churches.
Yeah.
And we were in a building process and we were going to liquidate it. And then we found out some of what was going on when we went to move forward. And so we occurred out-of-pocket costs, tried to satisfy the lien, and then tried to make sure that we're in good standing so that we can continue the liquidation process. So,
what are you going to do with this property?
Well, our goal was to liquidate it. We found someone who was interested in buying it that lives right next to it. The price, you know, it's a small lot.
Sure, I can see that. It's a narrow lot.
Yes, sir. And so if the magistrate would have mercy on this this humble pastor, you know, we paid the lien, but we wanted to just to try to liquidate it and move on and look at this as an expensive education for us.
Okay. Sure, no problem. We'll go ahead and waive the lien down to what you've paid.
Thank you so much.
Release it from there. Great. Good luck with everything. You got a challenge there. Boy, boy, boy.
I appreciate that so much, sir. Thank you very much.
You ought to hold a grudge against the guy that gave this to you.
They pray for him.
Yeah, yeah.
You pray for him in a special way. Wow.
He named coffee.
Holy mackerel.
That'll take us to page 3 of the docket, CON 13-1670, a case involving the City of Ocala and Officer Lorraine Kennedy. That's going to be back in your regular case files.
I'm working there. There we go. 1670. One of the 70s. There it is.
I would point out for the record that we do not have any representation for any more of the cases that we'll be hearing this morning.
Okay.
This is a case of the City of Ocala, Officer Lorraine Kennedy versus Federal National Mortgage Association, a location at 756 Southeast 31st Street, Southeast 31st Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 3432, water collections. The parcel ID is 2782-046-015. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. I would point out in the summary of findings that Officer Kennedy responded to this location due to a citizen's complaint, and upon arrival observed the properties in violation of the city's code as previously stated. Additional investigation by Officer Kennedy revealed the residents have not taken corrective action on the violation, and that all attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondents remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff has included copies of the photographs of the current condition of the property. Notice we had a problem with the pool that was taken care of, but then we've had a continuing problem with the pond that's out adjacent at the bottom of page 3.
I see that.
Staff recommendation is to, at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation, Officer Kennedy is prepared to answer any questions that you may have.
The property looks unoccupied. Is that the case? I mean, it's got a window out, it's got a door standing ajar.
It's unoccupied and it's for sale.
And do we have a mortgage foreclosure of any variety?
Fannie Mae owns it.
Oh, Fannie Mae owns it.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
Okay. We had a mortgage foreclosure.
Yes,
okay. And so Fannie Mae now owns it, so if we lien it, they got to get rid of our lien to sell it. Okay. All right. I find the violation exists and adopt the staff recommendation.
That'll bring us to the next case on the docket, which is at the bottom of page 3, CON 13-1742. The City of Ocala and Officer Lorraine Kennedy versus Todd D. and Amy M. Kissinger and Resurgent Capital Services, care of Johan Correa, and the Bank of New York, Inc., a location at 608 Northeast 48th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. We would be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator.
For both of them?
Yes. All three.
Okay, and are all three of them the repeat violations on this same property?
This and others.
Okay.
They may not necessarily have been previously ordered. Although in this case, we do have a previous order in this case against them.
Against all three of them?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we've been to this rodeo before.
It's not their first rodeo. The parcel ID, the violation was a violation, I guess I better start at the location, 608 Northeast 48th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly and sanitary matter. Parcel ID is 2742-001-006. Legal service was obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. And as part of your presentation, we've included a copy of the
original findings of fact, affidavit of noncompliance, or actually partial compliance because the city brought it previously into compliance. The summary of findings are that Officer Lorraine Kennedy responded to this location due to a citizen's complaint and upon arrival, observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed that in 2013, the respondent was brought before the Municipal Code Enforcement Board and found guilty for violation of Code Section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. Further investigation by Officer Kennedy revealed the respondents have not taken corrective action on the violation, and all attempts by Officer Kennedy to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. I would point out for the record that there is no respondent here today to speak to these charges. We've included photographs of the current condition of the property. We have a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2, and Officer Kennedy is prepared to answer any questions that you may have.
No, I don't have any problem. I find the violation exists and adopt the staff recommendations.
That will bring us
I'll bet you that's not a real bank. I'll bet you it's a corporation that just uses the word bank in its name.
Yes, sir. That'll bring us to page 4 of the docket. I feel certain that you probably know where this is and are have seen it.
Case number?
The case number is CON 13-1821.
Okay.
We would be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. This is City of Ocala and Officer Lorraine Kennedy versus Margaret Crabtree, 419 Northeast 7th Terrace, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 82-151 Standard Housing Code adopted. Section 82-181, the definition of a dangerous structure, and Section 82-182, dangerous building declared a nuisance, abatement required. The parcel ID is 2826-015-001. Legal service has been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. We have requested a structural evaluation which scored 45 points and dilapidated by Inspector David Thompson, the City of Ocala Building Department. We do have a copy of the previous findings of fact, affidavit of partial compliance in the first case, and the satisfaction of the mortgage. And we would require a permit to repair or demolish the structure. The summary of findings that Officer Lorraine Kennedy responded to this location due to a citizen's complaint, and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is a dangerous structure. The structure is dangerous due to its dilapidated condition. An investigation revealed that in 2011, the respondent was brought before the Municipal Code Enforcement Board and found guilty of a violation of the same code section, Section 82-151, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. Additionally, Officer Kennedy requested a structural evaluation, and Inspector David Thompson responded, completing an inspection which resulted in a score of 45 points and dilapidated, requiring major restoration to bring the property up to current Florida Building Code regulations. I would point out for the magistrate that when they did their inspection here, the structure was ruled a nuisance dangerous structure, and everybody was ordered out, and it was posted by the building official. So no one's allowed to go in there.
Okay, now we have the pictures that
there
I have
two
here.
Structures
they look
on
like
one
two
property.
Structures. One is a stone, fieldstone building.
Yes, sir.
And the other is a mustard two-story frame.
This one's the mustard story.
This is the mustard.
The one we're doing right now is the mustard two-story, or is this the block one? This is the block, the rock block one, and the next case that we're going to bring to you is the mustard two-story. Both of them are on the same area there.
Different parcel numbers or
yes,
something?
Yes, they're different parcel numbers, and one of them is the T. Shirley Trust, which I'm also sure you're familiar with. It'll be coming as a repeat violator.
So there's not a unity of ownership between these two.
Maybe. There, Margaret Crabtree was collecting the rents for T. Shirley Trust.
Yeah.
And Margaret Crabtree would never actually let our office contact T. Shirley Trust, stating that we can go through her for that, and we have never, in all of the cases that we've had against T. Shirley Trust, had voice or personal contact
with anybody.
T. Shirley Trust. So okay. I don't know.
I guess I'd have to do further investigation to determine if Margaret Crabtree is actually in the trust. I don't know, but she has always collected rents and whatnot for that, and previously answered to other code enforcement issues that we've had on T. Shirley Trust. We've pretty much taken everything else down that T. Shirley Trust owned.
Okay. Well, let's just keep the mark
going. So for this particular property...
So we're talking the Rock building.
Talking about the Rock one, and we have a recommendation there that allows them to seek relief under due process rights. We're giving them an opportunity to bring it up to current Florida code building code regulations. However, if they don't, then the city wants to have the option to.
Yeah, the Rock one's not totally hopeless. I mean, I don't think I would spend any money on it, but.
In our experience with Miss Crabtree is that she doesn't intend to spend any money on it either.
Why are there three mounts for electric meters on the Rock building? It's not big enough for three apartments.
Our contention, exactly.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay. It's my observation.
Yes, sir. You
that makes no sense.
Exactly what we've observed.
It looks like a...
This was all BC before Chip. I have absolutely no idea how this all happened.
Yeah, the electrician needs to be shot.
But, of course, you know, we were receiving the complaint from the people that were paying rents.
Yeah. I remember that. This water heater's familiar.
Yes.
I remember this water heater.
Yeah, some things will stick out in your mind.
Yeah, I remember this water heater. Okay.
Those two buildings are attached. That might explain why there's 3 meters.
Which two buildings are attached?
The back mustard one and the Rock are attached at the back of the Rock structure, correct?
Well, that's more than suspicious. And so they're attached in the rear, and the electric meters are all on one building.
Correct.
And it's two separate parcels.
Yeah, well, okay.
So the best thing we could be to do would be to clean this all up.
Yep, I'm with you. Okay, I'll find the violation that exists, that the... dangerous building exists and needs to either be brought up to code or demolished. The city's instructed if the owner doesn't act to do so and lien for all costs.
That'll bring us to the bottom of page 4 of the docket, C-113, 1838. I apologize, 1839.
1839,
I was
going to
say, sir. That's a trick. And this is the city of Ocala and Officer Lorraine Kennedy versus 419. Northeast 17th Terrace Land Trust and T. Shirley Trust, same address, a location at 417 Northeast 7th Terrace, Ocala, Marion County, Florida.
No.
A violation of Section 82-151, Standard Housing Code adopted, Section 82-181, the definition of a dangerous structure, and Section 82-182, dangerous building declared a nuisance abatement required. The
okay,
city is
so,
not proceeding as a repeat violator in this one.
Okay, so the Northeast 7th Terrace Land Trust and T. Shirley Trust are two different entities that show on the deed. Is that what we got?
That's what we've got going.
Okay.
And in the MPCA, I believe.
Okay. Okay. And the citation that was posted, I guess you didn't get a return receipt on anything, huh?
No, sir. Well, we have legal service and posting as indicated on page 2. The partial ID is 2860-15003.
And the notice of violation has both of them on it. Okay.
Yes, sir. And this one scored 45 points, and it was also ruled uninhabitable
Okay. We're not.
We have essentially the same summary of findings as the previous case,
right,
and the same recommendation at the bottom of page 2.
Okay. Just give me a second. Let me make sure I know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I think somebody's playing with you here. Deed into land trust. Miller Consultants, Inc. to the Land Trust, huh? T. Shirley prepares the deed.
Mm.
with an Apopka address.
Officer Kenny just informed me that DCF removed 5 children out of this mm-hmm. one. It was ruled on the map. Oh, my God.
The successor trustee is C. Shirley. Most likely an acquaintance of T. Shirley. Interesting. Okay, let me just take a quick look here at the inside of this thing. Yeah, more open stuff. Wiring jobs I've ever seen.
They painted over them nicely.
The power still flowed.
Well, yeah, but
yeah,
I mean,
like it does.
You got the major gray PVC feed screwed into the box, which means that went in first because that's how long it was. And then none of the other PVC connectors were long enough, so we just sort of let the wires rub against the side of the box. You know, that's not very bright. It does have 2 meters still mounted. Wow.
Yeah, they were all rocking long here.
Wow. Neighbors gotta hate this thing. Is that mustard building block on both levels? Sure
is.
Is. It's block construction of
yes.
both levels, isn't it? That's a heavy thing. Okay, I find the violations existed as charged and enter an order accordingly, according to the staff recommendation.
That'll bring us to page 5 of the docket, CUM 13-1532.
Yeah, let's take a 60-second break, get some warm coffee, and rethink this.
You have to sign up yourself, but you can use my credit card.
Yeah.
Then you'd only need them, what, every 2 months? I'm not getting them. That's the only reason why I bought it all.
Yeah.
It's because of the marketing. Although it is cheaper too.
It is a lot cheaper.
Because I think I paid $21 for a set of blades.
It's just the blades. It does not count the razor itself that you have to $19 something.
So he has some Filipinos in those razors. So we're in the sweatshop for 2.5 cents an hour. And it just got blown over by the storm.
Before we reconvene, that Adriana Salmon one is a real quandary.
When she came in there, I was like, I just can't even believe this. She should have figured this in on the sale from the beginning, and maybe she was just thinking, well, maybe they won't find it. But anybody who does title work is going
to
go.
As many properties as she's got, she ought to have some clue of that. I think we just guaranteed you're going to get another property.
I know.
But at least it's going to be a bank.
Yeah.
You know, we can deal with that at that point. Matter of fact, you may in fact be ahead if we wind up with that property coming in with the bank.
Yeah, because
at least we'll have an owner with potential solvency.
Yes, sir.
Our firm has dealt with that bank on and off. It's not a bank. It's one of these.
Aquin. Yeah.
Is a buy-up defaulted
I've heard
paper.
Nothing but bad news about them.
Sure. Yeah, they're out of Texas.
And
I'm wondering, what I'm hoping is that when they get confronted with the reality of either owning a property or paying some money.
Parcel of it.
Yeah. That all of a sudden they decide that paying some money is a better idea. Yeah. I really didn't like the idea of them collecting a commission on the deal either.
No.
I thought she was a broker.
She is a broker. But claiming she's not involved in it just pays overhead, doesn't it?
Yeah, right.
I don't get any money, it just goes to overhead.
And I know Jordan Wall has been in.
So anyway, okay.
I moved away from her in case the lightning struck.
No, there was no commission.
Okay, which deal are we doing now? We're back in order.
So, COM 13-1532.
32.
The City of Ocala versus Carl Dennis von Rodenstein. Sure that you're familiar with this individual because you've brought these signs up to our attention. The officer in this case is Officer Dwayne Thomas. The location is the 500 block of Southwest 3rd Street. That's just north of the police station. Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly, unsanitary matter. I would point out for the record that we do not have representation in this case today. The parcel ID is 2851-098-009. Certified legal service and posting have been provided as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. And the summary findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas located this property, observed the property is in violation of the city's code, and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation by Officer Thomas revealed the respondent has not taken action to correct the violation, and all attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains.
Okay, so it doesn't appear that there are any structures on this building.
No, sir, we took that down several years ago.
Okay, and has he bothered to pay that lien?
Yes, that was resolved.
Okay.
But not by him, by another owner.
That was gracious of them.
In this situation, the pictures.
I got the pictures.
Themselves. They went out there and cut the right of way and called it a day.
Got some tires. Yeah.
We're basically at the point where this overgrowth is adjacent to the structure next door, and all of it has to be cleaned out. Officer Thomas is prepared to answer any questions you may have.
It's pretty amazing that it's adjacent to the property next door.
Structure would be the proper term, I should.
Okay,
it's been a long time.
I find the violation exists and adopt the staff recommendation.
That'll take us to the middle of page 5 on the docket, COM 13-1533. The City of Ocala versus Pierre, Signon, and Officer Dwayne Thomas is the responding officer here. The 400 block of Southwest 3rd Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly and sanitary matter. I would point out for the record that there is no representation here on this case today, and the parcel ID is 2851-097-003. Legal service and posting has been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. The summary of findings that Officer Thomas responded to this location and observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation by Officer Thomas revealed the respondents have not taken action to correct the violation, and all attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy the violation have been unsuccessful, and the violation remains. Staff has a staff recommendation at the bottom of page 2.
Okay.
Larry Williams.
Well, he bought it from a relative. For whatever that's worth. So. Okay, let's look. Again, apparently an unimproved property, tires, overgrowth.
Yes, sir.
Et cetera, et cetera.
It is adjacent to a structure.
There we go. Okay. I find the violation exists and adopt the staff recommendation.
That'll bring us to COM 13-1636. The City of Ocala, Officer Dwayne Thomas, who would be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. I think we have, 46 cases that were overgrown. The respondent in this case is Larry Williams, and this is a location of the 600 block of Northwest 4th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. The violation is section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 2865-017-006. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. And we've also included a copy of the previous findings of fact and affidavit of partial compliance in the first case where the city took action. The summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas responded to this location due to a citizen's complaint, and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown and contains junk and debris. Additional investigation revealed that in 2013, the respondent was brought before the Municipal Code Enforcement Special Magistrate and found guilty for Code Section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff has also included copies of the photographs, the current condition of the property. There is no respondent to answer this case this morning, and Officer Thomas is prepared to answer any questions of the magistrate. Staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2.
So you have a violation of your no dumping ordinance, too. Okay, I find the violation exists and adopt the staff recommendation.
That'll bring us to the bottom of page 5 of the docket, CON 13-1667, a case of the City of Ocala and Officer Dwayne Thomas. We would be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. The respondent is the estate of Willie Parker, and the location is 1917 Northwest 11th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. The violation is of Code Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 2220-005-012. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2, and as part of the additional correspondence, we've included the previous findings of fact and the affidavit of partial compliance in the first case. Staff has included photographs of the current condition of the property. At the end of your presentation, the summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas responded to this location due to a citizen's complaint, and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed that in 2013, the respondent was brought before the Code Enforcement Special Magistrate and found guilty for violation of Code Section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. I would point out for the record that there is no representation for this case here this morning. This property is adjacent to an additional structure and would require complete cleaning. Mm-hmm. Staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation. Officer Thomas is prepared to answer any questions you may have.
Find the violation exists and adopt the staff recommendation.
That'll take us to page 6 of the docket. I would point out for the record that we've handled the first two cases listed there previously, and that takes us to the request for parking violation hearing. And in this section, if you go to the bottom of your presentation points there, you'll see parking hearing.
Yep, got that.
Staff respectfully requests a motion to accept all of the petitions in this and grant all of them and dismiss all of the citations listed. These citations were issued to people who actually have authorization to live, to park there. However, not live there, park there. However, they did not have their parking passes displayed. They shown proof of those parking passes, and staff would dismiss the citations based upon that.
I'll enter all orders accordingly.
That'll bring us to old business. And staff would respectfully request to accept the cases for non-compliance listed as a consent agenda item, except for CON 13-1342, which the magistrate handled first thing this morning.
Right. Okay, so I'll accept the affidavits of non-compliance and impose fines in accordance with the prior orders.
Thank you. That concludes concludes staff presentation this morning. Staff would respectfully and humbly request a motion to accept all the testimony, evidence presented, presentation into the record.
Done.
Thank
and
you,
adjourned.
Mr. Crow. And we got it done before Thanksgiving this year.
Yeah.
If this works for you, we'll probably continue to run it this way. It's a little difficult in that we have back-to-back, but it enables us to dispose of a lot of cases.
That's fine. I'm available.
And they have some things for you to sign.
Yeah, I got a whole stack here. It's going to take me a few minutes.
It's just slave driving, don't you?
Oh, I know it. I know it.